The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad you guys are here, and I got all kinds of stuff to tell you. It's a pretty interesting week this week. 4th of July, woo-hoo. Did y'all have a party? Janoj, you have a party? Where are you? You in Mexico still?
Yeah, we're in Mexico. We had a party.
Did you have a 4th of July party? Do you celebrate that? Probably not, right?
Well, I did. No one else really did, but I did. I definitely.
So you had a little sparkler. You waved it in the air, and they're thinking you look like an idiot, right? Is that exactly the size of it? Yeah, was it like that?
Pretty much. What do you do?
Look at them. Look at that idiot. Yeah, I guess so, right?
But you still got to celebrate. You still got to be proud. So.
Sure. Of course you do. Of course you do. And Dean and Michelle are traveling. They're running around. They're on the road. They're fighting with a hotel office now. They'll be on in a minute. And so those guys are there. And Brian, how are you? What you doing?
Just hanging out in Vegas, loving it.
All right. Well, yeah. You always got the exciting things. You know, and Judy, when I turned my psychic ability on and I started to talk, I suddenly saw you naked. What does that mean?
Oh, open up the can of worms right away here. Okay.
All right. Okay.
There we are. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You might be a day off, but it could have happened.
All right. So happy 4th of July, Judy.
Yes.
Happy 4th of July. Did you have a good 4th of July? You have big parties. You have crazy ass parties the 4th of July, you know. And so it's nothing like owning a casino to have fun. And so...
Yeah.
And so,
it was a big bash.
Big?
We had like 65 people, pool party. Well, here's what happened. So it was raining here profusely. Yeah. So they came pretty much every city. And so the fireworks were held off until Friday night instead of Thursday night. So we, you know, just a day late, but we kept going.
Oh, cool. All right. And so there you go. I've been to like a lot of 4th of July celebrations. I don't know why. It seems like I used to just always end up in Minneapolis on the 4th of July. Maybe I think I was doing shows with Dave or something up there. But I would end up over at your house and we would take the golf cart to the casino where we were invited to this huge bash and this penthouse glass room thing. And I remember that, and you would see the fireworks. You were all up in it. That was cool. That was really, really cool, you know. And so,
best show besides being in an airplane.
It really is. No, that's amazing. And so you were up. Did you do that this year, or did you just stay at the house and look?
Not this year. We stayed at the house and just partied it up.
Awesome. Awesome.
So your vision could have been. I'm not.
Yeah. All right, just saying. All right, there we are. You know, don't try this at home, folks. And so, awesome, awesome. And so I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. I really do. And I'm so glad you're here tonight. You know, and you know, all day today, I don't know why, Wally, but you were in our head all day today. We're making Wally friendly, kind Wally jokes all day long. You know, everything that we were all lame about because we're lazy and we, you know, we do good to walk around and you run around and you run marathons and things. We were like, Wally's probably out running a marathon right now. And so, Wally, how you doing? Let me talk to you. Unmute yourself. Let's talk to Wally. And so.
Hello.
Hey, so tell me, what's your latest jog or little joke that you went on?
Okay. Thursday, I ran a race. It was a 4-mile race.
Good Lord.
Which was okay. And today I ran a 15 and a half mile race and it almost killed me.
It did. It's pretty hot out there. It's like 100 degrees.
Well, it was at Afton State Park and it's really hilly. There's like 7 huge hills. So that's what I did.
Okay. So you ran 15 miles straight up a hill and you're saying
pretty much.
And you're complaining a little. Well, it almost killed me, but I'm good. You know, that's crazy. Maybe that's the reason you were on my mind today. I was like, yeah, we were talking about you all day. We were like making, you know, the we have notorious Wally jokes. Hey, Dean, just
Yeah.
be like Wally. Come on. You know, you can do it. You know,
Well,
he's
as I
jealous
was
of
running, I was thinking a lot about you, and so
Oh,
maybe that's
okay.
why.
Oh,
So,
okay. All right. But no, you kept
yeah.
popping in my head. So there we are.
Yeah.
So you ran 15 miles today. Well, that's good. Well, every time you're running 15 miles, just you know, think good thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. And all my family and friends from the other side were with me today, and they're cheering me on. And it's really kind of weird because whenever I start races, I see them, they come with their folding chairs and they open them and sit down and they watch me and they clap me on.
Ah, isn't that awesome?
It is.
As long as they don't just tell you to come on. As long as you don't, you know, you might chill out on these really hot days. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I always ask my helper angels to get behind me and push me forward. You don't think that's cheating, do you?
No, I think it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll qualify
Good.
that as yeah, that's fine. You can do that.
Yeah. Good.
Well, that's good. That's fun. Any new psychic stuff? Any new psychic stuff going on with you? You seeing
Well,
things different?
with these new gifts that we got, I just feel s it's the I've the pearly white infinity orb, that
Yep.
really has been working for me. It has really kept the negativity off me. And if I
Good.
meet somebody who's negative, I just give them that gift and they just seem to mellow out.
Yeah,
And
it's like the Jedi mind trick. It
right.
totally is. It's
Yeah.
like oh God, you know, you just want to tell them to quit bitching, and then you just
Right.
go, "Here's your orb."
Yeah.
Jedi mind trick. Chill out. Nighty
So
night now. Yeah.
it's saved my sanity. I mean, really,
Good.
it's one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. Plus the God consciousness crown is just wonderful.
So superior to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been getting, you know, all those crowns all this week and getting new crowns that are crowns of crowns of crowns. I mean, it's like I've never seen so many spiritual gifts come down ever at one
Right.
time. I got a crown today that's a real special crown. And this crown is a beautiful amber crown. And so it's made of amber diamonds. Amber. Where's my little stuff at? Okay, here we are. It's this color, you know, this color right there. And it
Yeah,
looks
I
like
love that
that.
color.
Yeah, it looks like that. And see it rolling down and going into your head right there and into your heart. See it? See it, Wally? There it is. There. And it
Yep, I
went
can
down
see
to
it.
every, yeah, and it went down to everybody. This will bring in extreme abundance. But I heard extreme. So whatever's good, really good, in your world, that's what that'll do.
Yeah.
It'll just knock all the negativity out of the way, and all the negative folks and all the naysayers, and you'll find you'll end up in a really good space. It
Right.
looks just like that. And so there we
I'd
are.
like enough money to buy a condo in Texas near my daughter, so I'm hoping that comes
I seen God write it down right then.
through.
I
Oh,
really
okay.
did. I saw God scribble it. I really did.
Good.
Sometimes I'll see God write things down like that. And so there you are. That's good. And
Good.
now you feel really warm all over. Whoa,
I
feel that
am.
feel.
I am.
Okay, you just ordered a condo. Look at that.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
Good
you.
luck. Good luck,
I'll put that
Wally.
on my head.
Yeah. Well, you got that diamond, that amber diamond is really powerful, and so that's going to really help you. And so
Good.
notice now you can breathe different. It's a different breath. See, it's kind of
Right.
wild.
Yeah, I
Yeah. And
can.
so, yeah, these spiritual gifts that we're getting now are so physical. They really are. They're incredibly physical, and you can feel them in your physical body. And they do all these different things that are really spectacular. But hey, I'm your biggest fan, so I'm always cheering you on. So there we are.
Good.
All right.
Thank
I can't
you.
wait. And when we come to Minneapolis, we're going to schedule a race with you. You and Dean are going to race. Okay?
Well, right now I feel that if I would race, then he would win because I don't think I have another step in me.
Yeah,
So,
well, we'll let you get rested. We'll let you get
yeah.
rested. And then you and Dean are going to race. When we come to Minneapolis in person, you got to race Dean. All right? And
Okay.
so
Sounds good.
we'll get a few thousand people to come and watch. That'll be fun.
Yeah. No, I
Right?
need a few thousand people to run with me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'd need a few thousand people to run me if I was going to race you. So anyway, I'm going to let you go. All right. I love you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. That gift, you'll freak at what that gift does for you. I'm serious. It's a good one. Y'all should piggyback on that one. I'm surprised that they gave that away real fast today. That was cool. That was a real powerful gift today. Let me just look at who we got here. I'm just talking to you guys. I love you guys so much. Anyway, Michael Grady, how are you? What are you doing? How's it going, buddy? Let me talk to Michael. Hey.
Going great. I'm all dressed up right now after getting out of a gym meeting. But yeah,
nice.
Great to hop on. How are you doing after your surgery?
I'm doing better. I'm doing good. Yeah, actually, I'm actually in no pain for the first time in a very long time, and so I'm really doing good. Thank you very much. And so, you know, I had one of these leg wounds that wouldn't heal because of circulation due to the COVID thing 2 years ago. And so, but anyway, they just now got it kind of straightened out, you know. And so I'm doing pretty good, and I'm getting some rest too, which is always nice. I never rest. And so, so how was the gen event? How's that going? Where are you?
That's good. In Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so, yeah, I talked to KT last week and he told me he was going there. And so, nice. It was a fun event. All good.
It was good. It was a local chapter meeting. So all the people locally. And so always great to reconnect with the gym brothers and sisters and share with what we're learning right now. So, yeah.
Nice. You know, it's so wild because Kevin and I are like brothers and when I'm going through something, you know, whatever it is spiritually, a lot of times he's going through the same thing, but slightly different or whatever. And sometimes exactly the same. And so we were comparing notes like that, like last week. And he, you know, he had certain epiphanies and I had certain epiphanies and we were having fun doing it. We're trying to get together a time where we actually are on a show or doing a show. We did one maybe a couple of weeks ago on his Zoomcast. And so, but it's really interesting because so much stuff is happening and really people who are, you know, high evolved folks and spiritually gifted, which is a lot of the gen folks really are, if not all. And, they're clicking in. I mean, they're really clicking in and they're telling me I get to hear all these great stories about these fantastic spiritual experiences that you guys are having. And along with KT, which is fun. So anyway, so there we are. That's good. Well, I'm glad you're having fun. It felt like you were enjoying yourselves doing something. So that's perfect. That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a blessing to learn from both of you and we all get so much out of it. So thank you.
That makes me feel good. That makes me feel really warm in my heart. And so how when I look at you, I see new stuff for you, really good new stuff, and it's new horizons and new money and new business. And so whatever that is going to really work for you. And oh wow, I seen this come down to you right then. This little thing looks like that. It looks like a little amber diamond. I got that, and it was the gift of gifts of gifts of success. And I got that this morning. Anyway, I see that coming down. Feel the back of your neck get warm right then? See? You got a little light back there. And so that's your whole God cord lit up. And so good luck. Yeah, it looks just like that. That's it. And so it looks like that. And so, but I see this really working for you. And so you guys, you know, this is a gift, and probably this is a gift of the night, because it really does change your energy field and attracts abundance. And so, and it makes you abundant. So there we are. Good luck, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Love that. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Talk to you soon. Keep your vibe up like it is. It's great.
Absolutely.
Perfect. I love him. That's awesome. Oh God, let me look at you guys and see what you're doing. Here we go. Christy Moore, what are you doing? What are you up to, girl? I love you. What are you up to? You always are seeing, you always, you know, you get gifts and then you figure out what they do, which is cool because you got to where you can see. You're one of these people too that was blind as a bat. You couldn't see a damn thing spiritually. I remember you, I can't see. You were always whining. I can't see. I don't know, you know. And so, but then all of a sudden we could see everything. You could see in much, you know, very crisp detail. You were always interpreting now what the gifts are and what they do. And so anyway, so what's happening in your world? What's going on with you?
So interesting. About a week and a half ago, I hosted a small event at my house and a gentleman came in. He's a singer, songwriter person. And it was a lovely event. But
so you're throwing undergarments at him, right? Now, what are you doing? I don't know. I saw you. No. I don't know. That's Judy. That's Judy. I bled over.
It was very PG rated. All my family was here. But it was interesting. He brought in amazing energy. And after he left, it was like a one evening thing. He packed up and left. And I started hearing all these messages really clear. But I don't know, did he bring in that energy? He brought in amazing energy, and he's not even like spiritual. I mean, I think he's spiritual, but it wasn't about that. It was about his music. Mm-hmm. But something shifted energetically for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious what the heck happened, because it was crazy.
Well, I see you actually had a connection with him. And so it was a connection, like a boom, 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 you know, it was like a real connection. And so you felt this energy. See how your hands got warm right then? You got really warm.
So those were the messages I was hearing, but it logically makes no sense. He didn't act interested in me. And like, it didn't, there was no, like, energetically I felt that.
No, it was
like
that.
Outwardly.
No, you see, no, you can feel how warm you feel.
Very
feel
warm.
That. Okay. I'm just tapping into his vibe and your vibe. And so people have chemistry. When you guys find yourself in a space with another person and you feel this energy, and you go, especially these days, because you go from like to love really quick, and you'll feel like, oh my God, I love this person. You see, that's a chemistry. That's what that is. And so that's what I see that you had. And so are you going to go out? Are you like a groupie now, and you're going to follow him around and listen to him play music? What are you doing? Where's his next gig? Where's his next gig? You know where his next nightclub gig or something is. You're probably going to show up.
Right? I've followed their band for like 12 plus years. He's doing, they're not touring, so he's doing a living room concert tour. So he's going to different homes all around the U.S. And mine was just one of them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually, what he's doing. He's crazy talented. But it just confused the heck out of me, because he's younger than me. And like, I don't know if I'll ever see him again. It was, I would love to, but I don't.
See him again. No, you'll see him again, but it's good. He's younger. It's okay. You're looking good, girl. You're not over the hill.
Do you see anything there? Do you see us connecting ever?
Yeah, just I feel like it's easy. It's not difficult. You're making it difficult in your head. Yeah.
I am, because I feel like he's way too good for me. He's really cool, Gary. He's very cool. No,
this is good. Well, you don't want to date a dud. You don't want to date a dud. Oh, no. Date a fun guy, you know? And if he's younger than you, yippee-yay-okay, that's good.
Do I wait for him to reach out to me? Because I don't want to act like a groupie.
I think I would act like a groupie in this case, you know, because I think he's used to it, and I think he feels flattered by it, you know, cradle robber. I mean, what did I say? Sorry. No, I think it's great.
Awesome. I love you, Gary. Thank you so much.
I think that sometimes now they're bringing the spiritual gifts of people. I've noticed that. And so that the spiritual gift can actually be people that show up in your world, and they make your world good, and they make you happy, because that's what earth angels do. Or maybe you're the person that shows up in someone else's world, and you end up being the earth angel. But this is a very busy time for people that are in the vibration of one. So all you guys, be one with each other. This is a very busy time for you, and you'll see all the good will come, and you'll be able to do some good as well. So have fun. I see it. Have a good time.
Thanks, Gary. I'm so grateful you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. I feel good. I really do. I see you going to Florida too, whatever that is. And so.
Okay, cool.
So that's going to be fun. Good luck.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, Gary. Love you.
Love you back, girl. That's good. That's good. You know, when you get the beat, there's always a beat of spirituality these days. And when you guys get that beat, I mean, it really is nice, because you catch it and you realize, wow, this happened. This really happened. I really did that. I really connected with this. This person really showed up. Wow. And you'll find, I mean, that's really what it's all about. Now, these days, everything will come to you, show up, be real. And all you got to do is say yes. That's all you got to do. Just be available. Be open. Be available. Project a lot of love back to the person, whoever the people are that are around, being your earth angels. But there's a lot of earth angels that are hooking up with you, and there's a lot to be said about you being an earth angel for other people. That's what you want to do. You want to do all those things, and it really does make a difference. It really does help you out. And so, and I see it to be so easy. Speaking about an earth angel, let me talk to Rolo. Rolo, what are you doing? How are you, buddy? So much Native American stuff goes on around you. You do so many Native American ceremonies. And so there must be a lot happening in Native American land right now, right?
I think it's ceremony season. So, you know, the sun dances usually happens at the changing of the seasons going into summer. So, yeah, that was I was at Sundance instead of your retreat this past month.
That's okay. That's all right. Bring the light. Bring the light wherever you are. Just think of us. And so here's the thing. So when you were at Sundance, what was the one, two, or three things you learned that were something maybe taught to you by an elder or could have been a child? I mean, what was the thing that what was something you remember? you go, wow. You know, because I'm always blown away. You guys will hear me sometimes on the show. I go, I never seen that before. I never knew that before. You know what I mean? And I always say it when I see new stuff. So what was the one, two, or three things? There's something magical. Let's see, I felt you get light then. What, can you think of anything? What is it? What would you learn?
So it actually started in May when I did the Vision Quest also. And as I'm praying in the four directions, I was reviewing, thinking about a lot of the things that I've learned about the four directions. And is this
like a north south east west thing?
Yeah. Okay. And so each direction kind of represents a different stage in your life. So you have like a little child, then you have like you know, kind of an older child, then you have a young adult, and then you have elder. And so as I'm praying in these four directions, I was praying a lot for the kids these days, that they all find their path through this craziness, that us adults create kind of a buffer, and to allow the elders to leave with grace.
Nice. That's nice. I was around grandfather, the old Indian in Ojai, and at the end of his life, I can say I helped him do that. And that was a joyful thing. It was like, you know, it was so, I get teary now when I even think of it. But he was 94 and I was, you know, I checked in with his life at the very end. And I got it. I put him back to work. I had him doing cord cuttings. I had him doing ceremonies. And he was able to really leave this life with a lot of grace, you know. And he never taught anyone how to do a cord cutting because he learned from his father and so forth, you know, that kind of thing with the Chumash Indians in Ojai. But he was so gifted. It was crazy. He never taught anyone how to do cord cuttings or let anyone see that except his wife, Anikalish, and me. And so I got to, he said, see, watch this, you know, and I got to understand what he was doing. And it's really pretty amazing. And so I got enormous gifts from him. You know, it was really, really good. And so you learn so much from the elders. And I think many times in our society today that we have so much to learn from our elders, and we're all a bunch of dumbasses and we don't get it. You know, sometimes you think you don't have time and you this and that, but it's worth it to sit there and listen to him ramble because out of that rambling, there's a word of wisdom that comes out that's so amazing. So anyway. Yeah, hats off to you.
Definitely. It's almost like if the older generation can listen to the younger generation, the older generation will move faster among their peers, and vice versa. If the younger generation will listen to the older generation, the younger generation will move faster through their peers.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you. Any
love
questions?
You, Gary.
Anything? Anything?
Hey, so tell me, well, I've been asking you about this job thing, but there's actually something more pressing. There's a legal issue I'm looking at pursuing. There was a real estate transaction done, and I'm owed some money. And
it's made quick. I think you, if you just talk to him a bit, I think it just goes quick. That's what I think.
Okay. Okay. So
that's what I see. All it's right. Quick, like snap of a finger. Okay.
Excellent. And can you just clear this job thing real quick?
Hey, I just did.
Thank you, Gary. You I love you all so right. much. I'm you. So happy that you're feeling better.
Thank you. I am. Thank you. I'm sorry I wasn't with you guys last week. I just couldn't do it. So
it gave anyway. Us gave us time to pray for you. Send you good thoughts. Right. Lots of green light.
I felt it. I felt it. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon. Talk
love you. Soon.
Can't wait to see you in person. I'm going to come to Ojai. We decided to make a trip to Ojai. I think we're doing a retreat there. I have to talk to Michelle about it. You know, but I think that we're doing a retreat in California. You guys
got
to
yep,
come to
I
that
got
retreat.
You covered, Gary.
Oh, there you are. Hey, girl, you showed up. Yay.
Yay, hey, thank girl. You. Sorry.
No, I got your audio. Where are you? Are you visual? Where are you?
Is
your
camera? Yes. Where? I'm right here with Dean.
And oh, neat.
Let me unmute too. Oh, wait.
Oh, there you go. Now I got you. I see you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, my girl.
Yeah, I have details for you, Gary, for your Ojai retreat.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Good, good. Well, you can always call Michelle, 702-822-0548 to book into our Ojai retreat. And we hadn't been to Ojai in just a minute. And every time we go there, of course, I lived there for many years. And you know, and it's just an amazing place in the world. There's so much light, so much energy, so much magic. And so you guys can be a part of that because there's nothing like it. When you drive into the town, you actually will feel hot. You feel warm. And so some of you guys will get there and you'll feel like never leaving. It's an amazing place. And so there's just all kinds of energy vortexes there that heal you up and bring you tremendous light. It's the largest Indian burial ground in Southern California in the Upper Valley. And so it's pretty spectacular. You see the spirits wandering around all the time. Dino, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing good. We're in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's why we're nice. Late. We drove in. Yep.
You guys running for office?
Yeah, I thought I'd stop by and see if I could replace the president.
Really? But yeah.
He said no. He'd make a good one.
He said no, and I was like, all right.
Yeah. Well, you have to be very loved and very hated, and then you can be president. Right? I don't know who'd want to be president. I don't know who would want to be president. Good Lord.
I would? I think it'd be the coolest job in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they'd hate you.
That's all right.
You know, that's it. I think you're too opinionated. You'd say something, piss everybody off right in the beginning.
Fine. I think all the presidents do that.
I think so. They're good at it. I don't know. I give up. I quit doing politics. You know, I got drunk with Al Gore one time, and it was amazing because he was the boringest human being you ever saw on television. Remember him? He would be,
yep.
Hello, I'm Al Gore. And I'm like, I fell asleep already, right? And so I'm partying with Tipper, his wife at the time. And you're hitting on his daughter. You're trying to marry his daughter. And so she wouldn't give you the time of day. So you know, so we didn't, I don't know if we scored. I don't think we scored so much with it. You know, otherwise they liked us though. They liked us. They seemed to enjoy us, you know, but yeah, but you didn't, you know, you didn't marry her. And,
nah.
Yeah, you did better. You got better.
She wouldn't give me the time of day. She had like, I don't know, 2 PhDs. She was a scientist. She was talking about stuff, and I was just making jokes about, I don't know, something stupid. She just
trying to keep up with the conversation.
She looked at me and was like,
appearing stupid.
That poor, silly, silly guy has no brain cells.
My poor honey. I got you. It's okay.
Well, you did better. I think you did better with Michelle than her anyway. And so there
you go. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, Michelle's far prettier, you know. Yeah, that's funny.
You found me my soulmate, Gary, so thank you.
She don't even care that I don't have brain cells. That's nice.
Yeah. That's nice, right? Did you, you know, so you guys are driving and stuff today for a long time, and so did you? Yeah. Was it what was it like to ride that far in a car, you know, with your soulmate? Were you choking each other at the end, or were you hugging each other at the end?
Hugging. No, I was driving the whole time.
She choked the hotel front desk person. I think she's not
done yet. Choked them out. She's good like that. They better straighten up or she just tear them. No.
All I heard is it was, oh no, you didn't.
No.
Oh, that means she means business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be nice about it though.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you guys are on the show. Anyway, so thank you for being on the show, even though you're traveling. That's good.
Thank you. I missed you guys. I haven't been on in a while. So I was like, I have to be on tonight because I miss everybody. Thank you.
Love you. You're the best. You. All right. So, Michelle, you want to pick some people?
Yes, please. We had a list going. So the next person is Lana Pardo.
All right.
Lana, I'm going to go ahead and spotlight you. Thank you.
Hey, girl. How are you? What's your question?
I was given an opportunity by one of the gym members to start an investment thing with crypto. Okay. And it's been going pretty well up until recently. I started kind of questioning certain things, their policies and extra fees that start coming up. And I just wonder if you could tell me what's the energy around this all? And
well, here's what I see. You know, many times with different investments, you'll go through a harder time and a better time and a harder time and a better time. I see a golden bridge. So I guess it ends up doing well, you know? So when I tap into it, I see this little golden bridge. So that's what I see.
I wondered if I do need right now a decent chunk of money. So I really need to manifest that. Can you see if where could it be coming from, or how soon?
Well, here's the thing: when you manifest money, do you really care where it comes from as long as it shows up?
Oh yeah, that's just kind of reoccurring question. So like, I guess I just got to trust the divinity.
Yeah, there's the key word, and the other key word is allow. And so let me clear your blocks that I see you have. Okay. And so I see you're actually very success minded. Notice how you're feeling warm all over right now. You feel that energy? Okay. I got rid of the blocks that you had. And so you're starting to sweat on your forehead a little bit. And so there we go. And I cleared the blocks and you had some energies of lack. Okay. Where you're very much afraid of being wrong. You're so afraid of being wrong that it slows you down. Like when you're wrong, does it freak you out? Do you lose your
sometimes.
Mind?
Yeah, sometimes I just shut up if I expect I'm going to be wrong.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of being wrong. So if you're wrong, guess what? As soon as you figure out you're wrong, you're right. And you're looking at that, whole thing kind of goofy. And so embrace being wrong. So if you make a mistake, and if you choose wrong, and then you can see that mistake, you can correct it, and then you're right. So you're a little bit slow to correct any wrongs, you know, because it depresses you and you freak out. And you know, anyway, so I got rid of the block of that. It comes from your mother. Okay. And so I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. And so, but I just cleared that off. Now look how light you feel now. That was an old trauma. And so I got rid of the old trauma that was keeping you blocked. And so now look how light you feel. You feel like somebody took a house off of your head. Feel that? Crazy feeling, right? And so I got rid of all your money blocks right then that were stuck and beating you up. And so, you know, Kevin does this. He does it magically. I mean, he's like really good at it. And I never seen anybody that could, you know, make money like him. And he actually understands the blocks, and he also understands how to get them off of people. And so it's pretty amazing what he does. And so, but basically that's what I just did. It's okay. And so sometimes I can just do it and I don't have the words like he has so eloquently, but I can just do it. And so, but it mainly came from your mother. And now you'll find you're going to be fine. So I see you doing very, very well. I see you doing well in life. I see you living in more than one place. Is that your plan?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay. Well,
after I figure out this investment thing.
Well, you may see you even do it sooner than later. So I see all kinds of good luck with your living in more than one place. So looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Good luck, honey. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Blessings too.
Yay. She's thank great. You, I love that. I love that scene in the background. That's cool. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Michelle?
We're going to go to Alka Verma. Alka Verma? I think I said that right, hopefully.
Yes. Hi, okay. Michelle.
Hello, Gary.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Hi. What's your question, girl?
Yes. So my question is regarding my son. Since he born, he's having like seizures. So most of his seizures are controlled, but still he's having seizures every week and even seizures with fever or with heat whenever he's out. So yeah, I'm a little worried about him.
How old is he?
He's 2.5 and he's on 3 medications at the moment.
Yeah.
So. And I wanted to mention you. I saw you on Katie's show. I'm a gym member too. So I love Katie and his teachings and you as well. When I saw something attracted me towards you.
Oh, good.
I wanted to learn all these things.
Okay. Well, you're really smart, and there's a lot of spiritual people in your family. You had a grandmother or grandfather, maybe both, that were really spiritually gifted. They were spiritual people, maybe even religious people. But does that make sense to you? Who were they?
Yes. My grandmother. She was spiritual. She's no more. I haven't seen my grandfather. So he was. Yeah, he was gone a long time ago.
I see your grandmother being spectacular. Yes. And so she's on the other side now, right?
Yes, she is.
Feel how warm your hand just got?
Yes, one of my hands.
She's holding your hand.
Oh,
She tells me to tell you, like when you were little, I guess she held your hand. And she says, I'm still holding it. She's like, and she's a little cocky. She says, and don't you forget it. You know, she's like this. Yeah, she'd get in your face, right? And her finger would be going all over the place, you know? And so that's what she's doing. She says, don't you forget it. So she's very much right there with you. I see her also touching your son's head, right? And I see her pulling a demon out of his head that's causing a lot of his problems. And if you notice, feel how hot your head got.
Yeah.
And your sinus is open and you feel all this. It's really weird, right?
Yes.
And so there you are. That was your grandmother helping heal your son through me.
Okay.
But it was her doing. She was a healer. She put her hands on people. She did healings. Right?
She was a strong lady.
Yeah. Well, she still is, she says. Don't you forget it.
Yes. No.
Okay. Big love to you.
I did not get chance to meet her when her last time was near, because she is in India and I was in Canada. So yeah, so
she's it okay. Was
hard. Yeah, yes,
she's okay. She's with you still. She's with you still. And so there you go. Look how good your heart feels now. Crazy good.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Feeling great.
She just reached in and pulled something dark out of your heart. So, you know, stay in touch with her and your energy field. Stay in touch with her, and you'll find that really helps you. So there you go. Your son, I see your son with a new doctor that I really like. And so, makes sense?
Yes.
He's got a new doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this new doctor. And so, yeah, because he actually has a better sense of what's really going on with him. And I see him ironing out these problems. And so there we go. And I'm wishing him all the luck and light. Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you so much, Gary. Love you.
Hey, love you back. Good luck, honey. Good Thank luck. You. You take care.
There Thank we you, are. Elka.
Yeah. Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Jonathan Nelson. Hi, Jonathan Nelson. Go ahead and unmute.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan. Hey, how are you? You
I'm got all good. Kinds of how light. Are you, Gary?
I'm good. I'm good. You got all kinds of light around you. You have like a God matrix around
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I see all this. It looks like a beaming sunshine. You got a spiritual gift early in the show. Do you know you got something? I don't know. Maybe when Wally was talking.
Not that I remember.
Okay, well, you got one. You just aren't aware. But I see a pearly white ball. I also see a purple orb. And this was a gift that came down last week. I used it in I think, the energy clearing on Wednesday. And so, but I see this purple orb inside of your chest, and it's just now coming down to you and going into you. This will connect you with other people and give you the gift of giving other people gifts. And so, but it connects in some almost like crazy way, and very multifaceted gift, but brings you to a very high vibration of oneness. So I hadn't seen a gift that does as much for a person as this one lately, but this purple orb, all you guys watch him right now, and you'll find you'll feel this energy that will go through you. So there we go. It's a big purple orb. And so let me just look at you. God, you're glowing. Yeah. Ask me your question. You have a question, obviously.
What yeah. Is- yeah. My question was how I get like better sleep, please. I've been feeling just very tired recently, and I'm an athlete. I need my sleep to rest. Like for my body to heal. Okay. And it really has not been healing as thing as recently.
Okay, let me just look. There we are. Well, you got some demons around that were keeping you awake. And I just cleared those off. There we go. Feel the back of your head's warmer now. Feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just took a demon off you, and you're gonna feel real your cerebral actually. And you'll be able to sleep now. So simple.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And do I have any like blocks that need clearing or?
Where do you live? What city?
San Diego.
Oh, okay. Great city. I love it there.
I too. It's amazing here.
Yeah. As soon as I can travel, I'm going to San Diego. Yeah, you know, actually. And we're doing a thing down there, and I'm doing a thing with my friend Angela, inviting me to come and hang out with her and Matt. Angela's she was here for the retreat. Angela does all my booking when I do Vegas shows. She books all the Vegas shows and stuff. She has all these different shows up and down the strip, and she's pretty amazing. And but I'm supposed to go down and hang out with those guys, you know,
for your birthday and holiday.
Yeah, that's it. I think we're doing that in Vegas.
That's
right,
the next, yeah, that's the next holiday. That's the holiday birthday bash retreat. It'll be December 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th.
Oh, neat. And that's in Vegas, right?
That's in Vegas.
Yeah, that's it. That's gonna be
it
fun
up for you, Gary.
Yeah. And Angela was like, as a gift, she was giving me my favorite rock band of all time when I was a kid was Three Dog Night. You know, they did, you know, everything, Joy to the World, all the boys and girls. I even got a signed guitar over here from these guys. And so, but anyway, they're my favorite band. And so Angela's having them play at my birthday party.
Yep.
That's going to be fun. And it's a surprise, so don't tell anyone.
Okay. Shh, don't tell nobody, yeah. Guys. It's a yeah. Secret. It's a big surprise.
Yeah, yeah, so. I've had to be so good and not travel because I've been a little sick. And so now I'm getting better. And so I'm going to run around everywhere. I just see you looking really, really bright. And the blocks I'm getting off of you. Did you have a treacherous relationship a while back?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. It feels like there was one. It could have been even a close friend relationship that kind of worked you over. And so, but I see, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it kind of does. I was very interested in one girl for a while, but yeah, it didn't end up like falling through.
Yeah. And so, but so I'm just peeling that off of you. And now I see you going really super bright. And so whatever you wish to come true will come true now. So there we are. Yeah.
But thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. It left a block, but now it's gone. So there we are. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. All right. Talk to you soon. It. Yeah.
Of course. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Too. There we go. He looks all bright. Thank He's all you, glowy. Kind of makes me high, you know. Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Nicholas Richard, another new guy. Hi, Nicholas.
Hello.
Hey, Nicholas.
Hey,
how are you?
Super good. Yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. What's your question?
Actually, I don't even really have a question. I just I found you through Kevin, and actually, I just had seen you a little bit here and there. And then my friend Louie, who just went to your house.
Yes.
Really good friends with him. I've been friends with him since kindergarten. So,
Yes, he told me about you. I know you are. He told me about you. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, let me just clear your energy since you're buddies with Louie. And so there we are. He's great. He's helping us out like unbelievable. There we are. There. Easy to clear you. I see you getting really super lucky, and I see some trips coming up for you. I don't know if you know about them, but I see these trips. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm going to LA to the gin conference.
Oh.
This week.
Oh, okay.
Warm right now. Wow.
Your feet are really warm?
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason you feel so much heat on your feet is because you're now on your golden highway. So everybody has a golden road, and I feel like this trip is a very golden road for you. I see a golden brick road, and now if you notice, your feet are really on fire. See how they're getting warmer and warmer? That's hard to believe they're that hot, right?
That's very weird.
Yeah, and so that's because now you're on your golden road. So there we are. Yeah, your feet will stay hot for the rest of your life, so good luck with that, okay? No, they'll cool off in a little while, but it makes you step. See, when you're really truly on your golden road, that means that your steps are correct. So go do what you're doing. This trip is magical. I didn't know you were going on any trip or whatever, but this trip is magical, and it gets you into your focus that you need for your entire life. You know, Kevin, if the one thing that Kevin is really good at, he can take a group of people and focus them really crazy, amazing good. And he can explain to you how to do it for yourself. And so good luck with whatever he's doing out there. I don't even know, but I know that it'll hook you up. Okay.
Okay.
So there we go. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Nice to meet you. Come and see Louis while he's working with us.
I will.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. There we go. He's cool.
Thank you, Nicholas. Cool.
Yeah, Louis has fun friends. There we are. Yeah. Yeah. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you. We got Chalius Gibbs. I think I said that right. Chalius or Chalice?
Chalice.
Oh,
Chalice.
Oh, Chalice. Sorry. Chalice.
It's okay.
Hi.
I like you. I like you so much.
Oh, you, I like you too.
I like really kind people. I like kind people. Oh. And you are like a kind mama. You are very kind. Yeah. People tell you that though, right?
Not my daughter, but.
Oh, everybody else though. Yeah. Oh, good for you. Good for you. What's your question? What's going on?
So just going through some emotions and looking into the future and reaching for goals and kind of scared to make that jump and just want to see if I'm heading the right direction.
Okay. I'm getting rid of some blocks and some hurdles that you're sort of creating for yourself. You know, don't second guess yourself. Just be solid in your body. Ask God for the spiritual gifts of a golden bridge.
Okay.
Right now. Just say, God, give me the spiritual gift of a golden bridge. And if any of you guys need a golden bridge, will get you across the troubled water. And no matter
God,
what.
Give me that golden bridge.
Please. Please. There you go. You got two of them. Three of them, actually. And there we go. Feel how now your feet got warm. You see? Feel that? Yeah. And your hands got really warm. Yeah. And now you're feeling all light inside. You see? And so you got the gift of three golden bridges. And so you, there you are. And it's like that kind of energy. And that's going to really magically hook you up. And so that's what I see. And so feel how your sinus is open and your head got dizzy. Feel it?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason you got so dizzy is because, see, your energy was going backwards. You had a counterclockwise spiral, which is a black hole. And so now it's going clockwise. And so that'll bring you all the light and luck, abundance, everything you need to pull off what you got to. So you got three golden bridges. That's a great spiritual gift. Okay. All right. So you just say thank you. Say thank you, God, and it seals it up. That's all you got to do. Say thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
There you go. Perfect. Beautiful angels. You got the angel Michael with you as well. And so I see that. Oh, really strong.
Awesome.
Good luck. Good luck, honey. But you got all the luck. So good luck. Okay. Good.
Thank you, Chalice.
That was cool. That was really cool. God, it made me high. You got me sleepy too. You guys, these spiritual, you know, the spiritual gifts are so powerful in the last month or two that, you know, you'll get a spiritual gift and then you just you fall asleep. You know, you just nod out. And so it's like that. Oh, that's a golden bridge. Isn't that cool looking? Wow. I love that. That's good. Good images. Those are great images. I love it. I love it. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. We got Michelle Hines. Michelle Hines. There's two of them there. Hi.
Hey girls, how y'all doing?
Terrific. How about you?
Good. I'm doing great. Hey, what's your questions?
Good. This is Michelle. It's her first time. She's also going to be going to that conference.
I'm going to the gin conference in Vegas.
Everybody's there. I didn't go. Oh my God, we should go.
Are you going to come? Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm not coming to this, but I will. I promise.
So my question is more on health. I have some challenges and just wanted to know what's
going to happen. What are you doing? Yeah.
I was working on clearing her energy. I was trying to get online to see if you could help clear her energy. And I'm sensing there's things that I don't know how to clear. So I was going to see if you could get the bigger things.
Yeah. Well, here's what I see. I see your thyroid is off. Do you know it?
I had thyroid cancer, but they didn't take my thyroid. I still have it.
Oh, good. Yeah, but they got rid of the rid of the cancer, though, right?
Yeah, for my thyroid.
Yeah, I'm just looking. The numbers are a little off, is what I see. But it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm reading. And I'm clearing the energy around your thyroid. There we go. See, notice your throat got warm now. See?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, that little bit's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so when I look at you, I'm looking and your pancreas is off as well. And there's a lot of dark energy on one side of it. What are you diagnosed there with? Anything?
Nothing with my pancreas.
Okay. How's your blood
sugar? My blood sugar, it was off the charts. It's kind of leveled off a little bit, but I do have breast cancer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can go to that, but I'm actually more nervous about your pancreas than your breast cancer.
Oh. Okay.
And so I'm just telling you, you need to really pay attention to blood sugars, and I see if you do that, you're going to zing through everything. But that's your pancreas, because on one side of your pancreas, it's black. Okay. And so this would indicate a real dark energy there. So just, you know, work on that, work on blood sugars. You'll be able to straighten it out. Is what I see. So it's not something, I'm not trying to scare you, but you can actually, you know, get it fine. With your breast cancer, it looks like now you're addressing it aggressively, you know?
Yes.
All
natural. I'm not doing any like chemo, radiation, or anything. I'm just doing natural stuff.
Well,
a lot of believing.
Well, I think you can believe a lot, and I think you can do all natural stuff a lot, and do anything you want to do. It's you. But I believe in everything, frankly.
Oh, I do too. But
so I would look at every angle, I would look at everything, and I would listen to every opinion, and then make a good, you know, whatever your call is. But I see that you are, if your blood sugar straightens up, this is going to give you a lot more healing energy in your physical body. And so if you want to know what I think is making you sicker, it's your pancreas, you know, because I can see the dark energy in your breast. It's not nearly as dark as the dark energy in your pancreas. And so, okay. So it's, and you know, in other words, like I see things a little different.
Right.
And so you could listen to what I say and then listen to everybody else as well. And then make your good decisions. And so, but I got you cleared off. There's two different types of therapies that can really, really help you that are also medical. And so I see that. And so you're going to be able to, I think I would look at all of them is what I feel led to tell you. And when I said that, you got really warm. I felt you get warm. And that just means, yeah. I told you the truth, you see.
Right.
Many times I have people and they show up and they got all these different, you know, therapies and theories, and they're getting surgeries and things lobbed off and cut off and, you know, and all this. And I'm like, whoa, 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 slow your go. And I see really holistic things can heal them. And I tell them, here's what I see and here's what I feel good about. Then I have people like you that go, everything's holistic and it's all this and it's that. And I go, well, look at the whole picture here. There could be something in medical science that can heal you too. And
fast. Oh, I fully believe that. I yeah. fully believe it. I do both. I mean, I
see yeah, do both.
Different counsels. Do both.
Well, do both and you're going to get through it. That's what I right. say. So that's okay. my vision. All right.
Awesome. Thank you kindly.
Yeah. Can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
I was sick on the Saturday of the retreat. It's Kathy. I've talked to you a few times. Can you, I think that's when we got the ancients. Can you give me any information about mine?
Oh, what a cool gift, right? Oh my God, that the gift of the ancients was so amazing. And we all got our ancient. That is, you know, I've just been learning so much from them. I went and meditated out there, I guess yesterday. I was out there in the little in the Japanese garden here mm-hmm. at the retreat center at my house. And so I'm getting all these different spiritual gifts from these ancients. In your case, they give you a deck of cards and this would be like a kind of a sun god bog gift but they give you the whole deck.
Oh wow.
So you don't just get a card, you get the whole deck.
To play with the whole deck.
Yeah, you get to play and you get to have the whole. That means that you know you got the deck of cards, which means that you get like you can manifest anything you want. So your gift from the ancients is the gift of manifestation. And so feel how your hands are really hot right now. Feel that.
Yeah. They're sweaty a little bit. I was getting warm even when you tuned into Michelle.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. So that's your gift. Your gift is manifesting.
Yeah. One other quick question. A business opportunity came by about 3 weeks ago and it resonated with me. Can you just take a look at that? Cause I feel like I'll have the means to come to retreat, leave my part-time job, everything, but it really just lined up. And this makes sense with what you just said.
Okay. It feels like there's two different, it's a two-part gift. And so does that make sense?
Yeah. There's two things. There's a business and there's something else that is kind of in the works, but I've been waiting for it for like a settlement for a while. And I feel like that's going to be.
I see that. That's going to happen. Second one. Yeah. That's going to happen sooner than later. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. There we go.
I can't wait to meet you.
Hey, I can't wait to meet you. I'll see you soon.
And Kevin, I haven't seen either one of you in person, but I keep dreaming of Kevin. I'm like, all right, get out of my head.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, you know, he does that. He has all these, he has super strong higher selves. There's Bog and the gift. Mm-hmm. Cards. And so yeah, you know, it's kind of funny when Kevin comes to visit at the house, it's crazy because we have very strong earth angels. In other words, in the spiritual dimension where you're one with other people, he has this gift of being one. with everybody. I have this gift of being one with everybody. And so when Kevin comes to visit, you know, here at the house, like for days later, everybody will say, did you see that? Did you see that? And you'll see his higher self walk by, you know. So the fact that you're dreaming of him makes a lot of sense, because he has such a strong earth angel, if you would, in this dimension, that you actually see him when he's here at the house, and he'll leave and it'll be days later and you'll still see him walking around. It's kind of crazy, you know. So there we are. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Michelle and Kathy. Okay, next person is Mollica. I think I said it right. Mollica.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you
hear
me? I mean, yeah. Thank you.
Can you see me? Because I think I'm showing black.
No, we can't see you.
Can't see you.
Oh, let me try doing it again.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
There okay, we perfect. Go.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Nice to talk to you again. It's been quite a while.
I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah, my scenario this time is a little bit different. So my spouse is the sole provider in the family, and he was recently taken by the police from his e-bike. So now he's in custody, and they're wanting to prosecute him from fleeing on the e-bike. And I'm just really concerned about it. I just wanted to know, will he be charged with a felony? Will he be prosecuted? He's the sole provider of our family. I have two little kids now. So
what's an e-bike?
An electric bicycle.
And they got him for running away in his little bicycle?
Yeah. And he's been gone for a day now, over 24 hours almost.
Did he outrun him on this e-bike?
Yeah, they're pissed off about it.
They're just pissed off because he outrun him on a bicycle.
And yeah, and then he's like, oh, he got a guilty conscience, and he's like, I'll just come back. So
that was dumb. That was dumb.
Yeah. I know. So then now they're not saying much, but I'm just so worried about it. And the kids keep asking where their daddy is.
So is he in jail now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're expecting like maybe he'll be released Monday and Tuesday, but it is a felony charge in the state of Minnesota.
I think that they just drop it or something.
Okay.
That's what I see.
So no worries about it at all.
I think they feel embarrassed that he outrun him on a bicycle.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That really helps out.
Yeah. That's how you got warm? So you got really warm right then. That just means I told you the truth.
Yeah, I got warm in my head right now.
Yeah, I can see. And so what you got to do is just, hey, look at that cutie. Look at that little star. There she is.
Yeah, she's peeping in.
Hey, peep, peep. Anyway, what I see, she's cute. I just see him getting through all this. If he don't make a big deal about it, it won't be a big deal.
Okay.
So he's almost got to shut up.
I don't know if you can
just shut up and it'll go away. Okay.
Okay, I can do all that. Right. And last question about him too is his restaurant. His dad wants him to take it over, and he's having major anxiety and stress about it. He doesn't seem very happy about it, but it's a family restaurant, so his entire family works there.
Oh, okay. And what is he wanting to do with the restaurant? Tell me, make me get it.
He doesn't want the restaurant. He'd rather have his parents sell it, but it's good, like steady income for the family.
Yeah. His
aunts work there.
I think he should be thankful and keep doing it for a while.
Okay. I'll keep pushing him, like, we got to make it through.
I think so. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mollica. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, she's so cute. Wow. She's a cutie. He'll come back. He's okay. Wow. That's crazy. Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Alex Sita. I hope I said that right. Alex Sita.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I can hear you. What's your question, buddy?
Well, let me just say thank you for your book. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
I know very little about everything that's going on that you're doing. However, I feel that your book and everything you're sharing has been an answer to my prayer.
Good.
in the sense with the book, with the complimentary downloads, and you mentioned a couple many things on there about the dimensions that I have experienced, but
yeah, it makes sense to you. Yeah, you just didn't have anything to really. Yeah, you didn't have anything to relate it to because nobody's teaching and showing some of the things that are in the book. But made sense to you, right?
Yeah, you know, it has brought confusion in my side of the end of it, seeing some of the things, and you brought a lot of clarity, and I'm grateful for that. I want to heal myself, and I want to heal my loved one. I really want to be able to defend myself with the spiritual gifts that I have. I hear, but I don't see very well. When I do see, it's through dreams and sporadically.
Kind of I can help you. You want to see?
Spiritually? I want to be able to use my gifts. I really want to.
Here's what I want you to do. Ask God for clairvoyance. Ask God for the spiritual gift of sight. Just say, God, give me the spiritual gift of sight.
God, give me the spiritual gift of sight.
Okay, you got two eyeballs coming to you. Put them in your eyes. There you go. Now then, there's a blindfold on your eyes. Pull it off. There's a blindfold over you. There you go. You got rid of it. There you are. Sinuses opened. Eyes got warm. There you go. You'll be able to see now.
I have a question for you.
Say thank you, God.
Thank you, God. That's another thing real quick before my question. Thank you for making prayer simple. I've been blown away by just saying, speak to God. I'm still working on that. But one of my main concern is that I'm learning to meditate. When I meditate for the last 3 months, I've been feeling this pain on my neck. When I meditate, it goes away, but then it returns. It's a constant battle with this neck pain and neck, shoulder. If you could clear me, if you could help me.
I just did. I pulled it off of you. Now, see, you feel light. See? You feel all that light down here.
What do you think about this? It's
a dark energy. I pulled it off. Now it's not there. You know, it looked like a crab. So crabs will do weird things. They kind of like crustacean looking varmints in the spiritual dimensions. But I just pulled it off your chest and now you're starting to feel warm there. See, you're going to be all right. You feel really good now. There we go. You look super, super bright. I see a God matrix moving into your chest, which means you'll be able to manifest anything you want to do. Just ask God for it. But be chatty with God. God likes it when you talk to him. I mean, he appreciates it, I'm sure, when you pray at him. But when you talk to God, he really likes that. And so you just talk to him. Just talk to him like you're talking to me. You know, hey, God. Do this. Can we do that? And then say thank you. And you'll notice that things come to you real fast. You're very spiritually gifted. You're very spiritually gifted. Don't doubt. You know, get rid of all your doubt and just allow it to come to you. You're going to be really surprised. When you go to sleep tonight, you'll see purple swirls in your eyes. You know?
Maybe so. I really want to use my gifts. I want...
Your hands got hot. Are your hands warm right now?
I want to use my sword, Gary. I want to use my staff. I want to use it. I want to heal. I don't want to suffer no more. I don't want to suffer. But most importantly, I don't want to hurt no one. That's been my confusion with everything, you know.
The demons can line stuff up like that to where you'll bump into somebody or piss off someone or do something. And so that's demons. And so then you kill the demons and you'll find things will go smooth. And so that's
I really
all.
I hope so too.
I
want to see an explosion. Like you speak about the explosion, you know,
Notice how warm your arms are now and your hands. Feel it. See? Your hands are warm. They're light. Back of your hands are warm. Hey, are you full of light, buddy? Just allow it to happen. You're good. You're really, really good. Give it a week and see what happens. Call us back next week. I love it.
Will do. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. God bless and love to everyone here. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
too. He's a nice man.
Yeah, nice he's man. So nice.
That's good. Who we got, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I got Martina. Hi, Martina. How are you? Thank you for being patient.
Thank you.
Hey, girl. Hi. I love that painting in the background. That's a cool painting.
It's a Balinese painting here in Bali.
I love it. Are you in Bali? Is that where you are?
In Bali for 2 years now.
Oh, I love that painting. It's really, really cool. I'm always picking stuff off the walls of people.
I don't know what is it. Like some boats in Vietnam, looks like.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, ask me your question. What's going on?
You know, I found you through Kevin's show and I felt this resonance. So I downloaded your book and I did all the meditations. And I was wondering because whenever I try to manifest money or like financial abundance, I feel this like glass ceiling above me. And I kind of like.
Okay, here's the thing. Reach up and say, God, give me a hammer to get rid of the dark glass ceiling.
God, give me a hammer to get rid of the glass ceiling.
Reach and grab it. Grab it. Grab the hammer. It's a golden hammer. Hit the ceiling. Hit the sky. Hit it. You cracked it. Now you cracked the sky, and now I see it raining money and raining gold. Amazing. Now you feel warm. Feel how warm you feel? It's crazy feeling. Hey, you feel it on the back of your neck. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's your God cord. And I see all this golden coins come rolling down to you. Now I see a whole pile of them above you. You'll see now abundance will show up. Many times, and this is a common thing, all you guys should ask for this spiritual gift of this golden hammer that she just got. Ask to say, God, give me the gift of the golden hammer. Reach up and crack the sky. And the sky can be dark. You can have a dark, yeah, it looks like that. And so you want to crash this dark sky. And when you do, you'll see all your abundance and all your spiritual gifts will fly down. Really simple. There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel super warm here.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's how simple. You're going to be all right. Let us know how you do, okay?
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Martina.
I love that painting. You like that painting too, Michelle. Don't you?
I do. Yeah, it's very nice. And she's in Bali. We're going to go there to go visit Artemis too, remember?
Yeah. Bali? We're getting quite the following in Bali. That's nice. I love it. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Heidi. Hi, Heidi. How you doing? Yeah. Go ahead. You're unmuted.
Can you guys hear me now? Oh.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, girl.
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question?
So my question is it worth saving my marriage?
I heard, hell yeah. I heard it like that. Honestly, I heard it that way. And so you got cool angels, your angels cuss. And so but I heard, yes, it is worth it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's pretty amazing in some weird way, you know?
You said it.
Yeah, but he's great. But he's really great, you know?
He is. So,
yeah. And so let me clear the dark energies away from you guys. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
There we are. There. Is there any addictive energies around?
Yes.
Okay. I'm clearing that off. That's what I'm getting rid of. I see addictive demons. I just cleared those. And so I think you'll find that things will go a lot better. Okay.
Even with our financial like stability and stuff.
Yeah, it gets better. It gets better. You know.
Okay.
Many times you can be underneath. See, addictive demons are upside down black pyramids, and that's a hell dimension. So a part of you is living in hell because of this addictive thing. I just got rid of the demon part of that, and now you get rid of the physical part of that. You'll find things will work out. See.
Okay. So
there you go. Yeah. But I think he's great. He loves you very much. He's just an idiot, but he's your idiot.
That's so funny because it's so true.
Yeah. I love your fingernails. Let me see those. Those are crazy. Wow. Look at that, Michelle.
I always have like crazy colors on. I always get compliments on my crazy colors.
Oh, you're fun. You're fun. I love you. And so
I think love
it worked
too.
Out. Honey, I think it works out good. That's what I see.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And I have one more question.
Okay.
You had helped my friend Lisa cross over, and I want to see if she actually did cross over.
She said her head is good now.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. There we go. She loves you. And she says, thank you. She says she loves you, and she says, thank you.
I love her too.
Yeah.
We miss her dearly.
Yeah. And so, nice.
Thank you, nice. Gary. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you guys so much.
Too.
Who we got, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. Can we go to Gail Fitzsimmons? We got to see what's going on with her. We want to send her lots of light and healing.
You got her?
Okay.
Yep, there she is.
Hey, hi. Girl.
Hi.
Hey, my girl. Hey,
can
my
you hear
girl.
Me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm in the hospital still.
Okay, let me look at you. There we go. There we go. I'm just seeing a lot of golden light getting poured into you. It looks like a pitcher of golden holy water. There we go. There we are. Perfect. There. Did they remove the tumor?
No, they can't. It's spread too much. It's like all through my abdomen.
Okay.
It's non-surgical now, and there's no chemo left to be done. I got to get healthy enough to get out of here to potentially get onto another study.
Okay.
Or I need a Hail Mary is what I need.
All right. Okay, girl. There we go. Well, you've had so many Hail Marys all the way through this thing. Let's just get
Did
one
you
more.
Turn me around on my body the other day?
I was thinking of you in my head, and I kept on sending you light. Yeah.
I think because a few days ago, I was coming out of the bathroom in here, and I thought I was dreaming, and I just shook my head, and I'm like, this has to be an effing dream. This can't be real. And when I came out of the bathroom, I walked out, and I could physically see my body turn around inside itself, and I felt like you must have been working on me because I had sent a message to Michelle.
Yeah, that's well, there we are. Well, I'm looking at you now, and that makes a lot of sense. I'm looking at you. Give me a minute.
Yeah, take your time. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm clearing away a bunch of stuff way out there. There's actually two studies they're considering you for, right? Do you know about
this? Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I know about one for sure. I don't know about the other yet.
Okay, but it looks like you get okayed with both. So there we go.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So there we are. Good. Now I just see all this light in your body. Will you just rest there? Okay.
I am. Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. That's good. Yeah. Does your cell phone work where you are?
Yep, I do. I get interrupted a lot, so if you call, sometimes I'll have to like pause or have you call back. But because about every 15 minutes, somebody's. But yes, it does work because you can call me.
All right, perfect. There you go.
Love you.
Love you back. There we go.
Thank you.
Love you, Gail.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yep, I will do. I will. Thank you so much.
I got so hot. I'm like on fire inside. Wow. There, that's crazy. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Good job, Gary. Thank you so much. We're gonna go to Arlene Dockery. Hi, Arlene. Thank you for your patience. Oh, go ahead and unmute.
There you go.
Hi, Gary and Michelle.
Hey, my girl. Hi. What's your question?
I wanted to know what lays ahead for me or family members as far as health and stuff like that.
Okay. Can you be specific? You know, like tell me who you're really asking about, you know?
I've been through a lot the last 3 years. I had COVID, and then I got something called C. diff, which I fought for 2.5 years. And, finally, last November, I had a transplant, and they didn't think it worked, but they turned me over to the health department. And after that, the doctor and I worked together on what we thought we should do, and it went away. It's dormant, let's put it that way. They said that
Good
it's
for
sick
you.
in me, but it's dormant. And now I just had a stroke about a couple months ago, and just a lot going on.
Well,
My
first of all, let me.
anxiety's been like over the roof.
Your what is?
Anxiety.
Oh, okay, honey. When I look at you, I see a bubble that's around you of light, and I see some little dark energies beating, kind of beating your little bubble up, right? And so now I'm going to clear you and bring you to a higher vibration. And I've got this pearly white orb around you. And just allow that to come down. Okay, there we go. And just say, God, give me my pearly white orb, please.
God, give me my pearly white orb, please.
Okay, and so there we go. Now you feel that good. It's almost like you feel something around your body, see? And you feel warmer and lighter all the way down to your feet now, you see?
Yes, my
You can feel
leg
that.
going down to
Yeah.
my toes.
Right. And so this is a white light of protection. And this will help beat the dark energies off that are trying to beat you to death. You're such a bright light. You're an incredible bright light. You're always doing good stuff for everybody, I think. And so that's the reason you're getting beat to death. See, sometimes, everybody thinks, why am I getting beat up? Or why am I going through health things or whatever? But the reason is because you're such a bright light and you do so much for so many. I just see that's who you really are. And so, but I cleared all this darkness off of you right then. And then you got this gift of protection around you. So you can pull down this white orb and imagine it going around your body. It looks just like that on the screen. And you would use that as a protective coating around you, and you'll find that everything will just get a lot better and a lot brighter. The brighter your energy, the more your energy is bright like this, the more you heal. And I mean, I couldn't get through without it. And so this is really going to help you. When I look at you now, you're glowing. So there we are. Now your head feels
Well,
different.
one thing that's happening a lot now is I'm normally a very calm, easygoing person. I get over things really fast, but lately I blow up really extreme, and I've never been that kind of person. I don't understand it.
Well, you had a bunch of little demons messing with you, and that'll make that happen. I got rid of them. You don't have those now, and so that's the reason you feel light. Feel how the back of your head's warm. Your ears are warm. It's kind of crazy back here. A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, yes.
You had a certain type of demon that was on the back of your head, and I got rid of him. And so he, bizarrely looks like a locust, and he had pinchers, and he was pinching the back of your head. Is your neck painful sometimes? Back in that area? Any tightness in your shoulder and back in your head, back in your.
My back and my lower back. I mean, not my
Okay.
lower back, right below my neck and my
Yeah,
back.
right. Because there was an entity there with pinchers pinching you. I know that sounds crazy, but it looks like a locust. And so, but I just cleared that off of you. And those things will drain all the light out of you and make you feel yucky. But I just cleared it. You're going to be all right. There we are. Okay. Good.
Okay,
All
thank
right.
you. Thank you
Hey,
so
good
much.
luck, honey. Good luck.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Arlene.
She's great. I love her. She's sweet. She's a sweetie. Yeah. When you do have these different entities that jump in you and you lose your mind and you're freaking out all the time, it's just what happens. It's kind of what can happen. And many times demons will make us go off and make us short-tempered. And so if you pull out your spiritual gifts, ask God for a sword, clear yourself, clear your family, clear your house, and you'll find you'll feel a lot better. So there we go. Who are we talking to,
Thank
guys?
you, Gary. I got Abdu Mukwanda. I hope I said that right. Abdu
Well,
Mukwanda.
at least you pronounced it. I did. I wouldn't.
Hi, Abdu. Go ahead and unmute. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Can you hear me properly?
Oh, good. What's your question?
So I have a couple few about your book. This last week, I'm trying to do the meditation, but the imagination part of it is not coming clear. I can't really picture whenever I'm trying
Okay,
to.
let me clear your head, okay? I'm going to clear your head. And so there we are. And so now then I think you'll find your imagination will work. Okay. You just had, you had a little dark energy up here where you're overthinking everything. And so don't overthink, just allow, and you'll find that you'll be able to, your imagination can work now. All right, I cleared it off. So your hands are lighter. See, you had a little block that was blocking you, but it wasn't a big block. It was just a little block. Right. And so you'll find it'll be much easier. Where are you from?
I'm calling in from Rwanda.
Oh, okay.
Rwanda. Tough.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, neat. Okay. Well, I'm glad I got you. I'm glad you're talking to us. And so you have spiritually gifted people in your family. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. You know, if you know, but your family is spiritually gifted, you know. And so many times when you have spiritually gifted people in your family, you know, you won't even know how to use your gifts because you got so many. And so I think you have a lot of spiritual gifts. I think there's a lot to be explored with you because you're so gifted. And I think as you work on yourself, you're going to be really happy to see all these different breakthroughs that are going to happen for you. So, you know, watch the show. Ask for spiritual gifts. Every time somebody gets a spiritual gift, ask for the spiritual gift, and you're going to be surprised at what you end up being at the end of the day. So I see you're really on a good path right now. And so just keep on doing that. You look really, really, really good. Ask God for a golden brain. Just say, God, give me a golden brain, please.
God, give me my golden brain, please.
There it goes, right down into your head. There you go. Sinus is open, head got light. See, feel different feeling. There we go. You'll be surprised. And so just be you. That's all you got to do. Now, so you actually got a golden heart as well as a golden brain. And so I see a golden heart going in. So that's perfect. Beautiful. Good luck. It looks good. Let us know. There we are. That's what your golden brain looks like. And so a golden brain will make you really, really lucky and abundant. There we are. And make you make good decisions. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. There we are. Good. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. We got Felix Rivera. Felix, thank you for being patient. How are you? Go ahead and unmute.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say it's very nice to meet you. Like,
nice to meet you.
Hi. I mean, I'm just like excited, but also nervous right now.
Don't be nervous. I'm easy to talk to. And so what's your question, buddy?
My question is about relationships. Like, there's always, I always wanted to like, or, and I guess it's another one, like motivation. But I get this. Okay. Okay, so there's always like, I always want to try to communicate with others, but I have a hard time doing so because when I try to talk to people, I just, my voice goes shut. Like I can barely say anything. And I have this very intense feeling in my heart when there's like, you know, in intense situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if it's something that needs to be cleared out.
Yeah, let me work on it, okay? So I'm clearing the dark energies off of you. I'm clearing all of your 10 dimensions, which our book talks about. And so I'm clearing all those dimensions. I feel the back of your head's warmer. You're a lot light, a lot of light back here. And so that's your God cord. See, that's what that is. You can feel it, see? And so, and now then I see you starting to sweat a little bit. Ask God for the spiritual gifts you need to communicate. Just say, God, give me the spiritual gifts of the angels I need to communicate. And when I'm even saying this, I'm seeing your big giant angels slipping down, your big giant higher selves slipping into your body. So ask God for a brand new spirit right now. Say, God, give me a brand new spirit.
God, give me a brand new spirit.
Please.
Please.
There it goes. Okay, and it just rolled right into your body. There it goes. Now feel your face got warm. Your feet are tingly, warm. See? Interesting, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to be able to communicate with people now. You'll see it'll be easy.
All right.
Thanks. You're good. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Where are you? What city are you in?
Rochester, New York.
Hmm. Nice. Well, you're gonna feel a whole lot better, and you're gonna see people like you. You're gonna be really surprised because people will start coming up to you and talking to you, and so this is a good feeling for you. Good luck. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, good
Thank
luck,
you,
bud.
Felix.
Good luck. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And so, Michelle, we're doing. Are we doing the master class tomorrow? You guys, tell me what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Okay.
Well, you might want to do one tomorrow, but I can't be on tomorrow. But next week.
Oh, it's next week. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. So next week. So next week we're doing the master class. Next week. Sorry, guys. I've been sick a couple of weeks, and so next week we'll do the master class, and then Dean and Michelle can join us, and we will tad up. And so yeah. I look forward to it. Michelle, who else we got, honey?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I got Charles Riley. Charles Riley. Thank you for being patient. Hi, Charles. Go ahead and unmute.
You got him?
Yes.
Hey, Charles.
Oh, what happened?
He disappeared on us.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
Did he accidentally
ascend it.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries. We're going to go to Diane Galloway. Diane, thanks for being so patient. Hi.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Good, my girl.
I am so happy to be here. I've been with Kevin since 2008. So I am just a great, great follower. But my question is, because I know we don't have much time, and I appreciate you and everything that you're doing, and Kevin has always talked so highly about you. My question is, I fell a few years ago. I went to Malaysia, and one day I got up and I could not walk. In fact, I registered to go to the gin meeting in LA, but I can't make it because my legs are not going as they should. I was told I have bone and bone arthritis, and I am spiritual, and I'm an herbalist, and I've had a business for years healing people. And this, I cannot help myself with. I don't know why, and it's so strange. And I just like to have some clearance because there's so much more work I have to do and so many people more to help. I've heard Michelle, who is I know from Jin, and I do have things that I help people with for cancer that works and has been working for years. So anybody who needs it, not putting a plug in, but I hate to see.
No, it's okay.
People.
You can always put a plug in. If you can help people with cancer, you can put a plug in. If you can help people with anything, put a plug in.
But you know, but just my bone and bone, it's, I was told it's both spiritual and physical, and I've been doing everything, and I'm walking much better. But still not at the capacity that I want to be. So
okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, let me just clear your energy. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay. When I look at you, I'm clearing a dark energy out of one shoulder. It hurts a little bit on one side, right?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bursitis. And so I'm peeling that out of what I see, the dark energy I see on one side of your shoulder. One wrist is a little goofy.
Yes.
And so, right. Yeah. There we are. Yeah, you got your joints are doing things.
Yes.
Now I'm just clearing out. Even your ribs are sore sometimes.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm clearing all the dark energy. The weird dark energy you got on your joints. And so I think you maybe flaxseed oil. There's, you know, flaxseed oil works really, really good sometimes for bursitis-y things.
Yes.
You know. And mm-hmm. and so but it may be more of that for you. But when
Thank
I'm
you.
Looking, But I'm looking at you. There we go. There we are. I pulled a snake entity off your pancreas.
Wow.
And so I'm just pulling that off of there.
Thank you.
Yeah. How's blood sugar things? Okay.
Yes, it needs to come down a little bit, but it's not too bad. I've changed my diet completely. No starches.
Oh, good. Okay, very good. And so I'm just peeling this off of your pancreas. There we are there. See how it got warm on the top of your stomach? You felt it when it left.
Yes, I felt it.
Yeah, it looked like a black snake, and I pulled it off of your pancreas. So there.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, now see, it's warming up big time. See?
Yes,
feel that?
Yes, I feel it.
I feel like that's going to help your whole body. And then a little bit of lower back, same thing.
Yes.
And a little spear in your lower back I'm taking off. And then I see two snakes biting your legs on each side, both knees. And so I got rid of one. I got rid of one.
Thank you.
I got rid of And then I got rid of the other one. And there we go. Now look, see, your legs are hot. See?
Yes, yes.
Wow. There we go. Got it. And so I got rid of all the dark energies that seem to be affecting you negatively. Yes. You know, my gift is I can just see darkness. I can see demons. I can see darkness. I can see entities. A snake entity is always illness. That's what that is. And okay. So I just pulled all those off of you, and you are looking bright, you know.
Thank you.
You know, ask God for the gifts to heal yourself. Just say, yes. God, please give me the gifts to heal myself.
God, please give me the gift to heal myself.
He gave you a staff. I want you to take the staff. It looks sort of like the torch the Statue of Liberty carries.
Yes.
I want you to take that staff and just clear through your body with it. There we go. Yes. There we go. Sinus is open. Face got hot. Whole body's on fire. Feel that?
Yes, okay. I feel it. Thank you.
You did that, not me. Okay.
Thank God. Thank you.
Yeah, and you can keep that. That's your gift. Okay. And That'll heal you. And see how you feel slightly teary right then?
Yes.
Yeah, that's because you got healed. Anytime you get a tear, that means you got healed. Something happened, okay?
Thank you. And it has been affecting my finances. I've even bought Kevin's money processes, and I can't even get to go to him to get it.
Well, there we are. You're going to find you're going to find that you feel pretty good right now. And I just see you're going to sleep different, and I see you just super bright. You're a person. See, if you're a person who gives gifts like you do, you're also a person that can get gifts. And so you're such a giver that you fail to ask for gifts for yourself. And so many times I forget myself. I forget. I really do. I'm always healing everybody, and then I go, oh yeah, that's right. I'm me. And, you know, and I forget I can do stuff. And so, but you do the same thing. And so now feel that, boy, your head is hot inside now. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking your angels to all move in close to you and help heal you up. Because these days, there's a lot of dark energies that are attacking the spiritually gifted. And it's affecting our health a little bit. And so, but I've been really, I've learned to be an expert in this area. To help people, help myself, you know, get above it. And so there we go. But you're looking good now, girl. You're looking good.
Thank you. And I pray for your healing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel your energy. I feel your light and love. Thank you.
Same here. I love you.
Hang out with her. Yeah. If you're ever bored, come and hang out with me.
I like her. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Do you cook? Do you cook?
Oh, please unmute again.
I'll just ask one question. Yeah, do you cook? Do you cook? I see you cooking. I'll unmute one more time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a great cook. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, so we have the best food. Yes, so I'm
a good
cook.
I see you cooking this amazing stuff. Well, I just wanted to let you know, I eat. Okay? All right? So come and stay with me for about a month and cook us up something. Okay?
Diane, text me directly so I can hook you up, okay, girl?
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
I started tasting all this amazing food with these crazy spices. That's what you do, right?
Yes. It's the roti and the curries, yes.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay.
Okay, she's coming to your birthday, Gary. No.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be there. Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
That sounds good. Thanks, honey.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Oh, you too. God bless you. Oh, my God. I love her.
I love her. Oh, my God. I can taste all. I was tasting all these, like, Indian spices and things. You know, like, oh, my God. Oh, that's the best. That's the best. You like Indian food too, Michelle. It's all good. Anyway, so well, thank you guys. Thank you for tapping in, and we will be doing the masterclass next week. And so I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for saying a little prayer for me. My foot feels better, and I'm getting there. So anyway, I just want to say thank you for all of your spiritual gifts and all of your light and all of your love. And so thank you for all you guys that came to the spiritual retreat. Oh, my God, what a time that was. And I look forward to seeing you at the next retreat and all the other times, all the other stuff we're doing all over the country, because we're planning quite a bit of stuff for next year, as well as we're going to do an Ojai retreat in October. Is that right, Michelle?
Yes, it'll be October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, good. All right, perfect. So check it out. Check it out online.
Text me directly.
Yes, I appreciate you guys. If you need me, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com for private reading, or to just hang out, you know, hang out with us on Tapping In, hang out with us, for, make sure you, you know, join the master classes and the Enlightenment Club, which gives you, you know, access, free access to all the stuff we do, all the meditations. I mean, and it really is important these days to meditate every day. You want to do that every day. You want to clear your energy every day, and it makes a big difference of how you feel. Thank you guys. I love you guys, and I'll see you real soon.